I live all of life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I live all of life. I don't want to get to the end of my life and find that I lived just the length of it. I want to have lived the width of it as well. Now, we live on many dimensions, and on these many dimensions we have the width and the length of our dimension, as far as we're concerned. We have the length of time we chose to stay on that dimension, doing whatever we're doing. Now, dimension sounds very cold and very crass and very undesirable, but that's what it is. Everyone knows that when they come to planet Earth, they are going to be born and they're going to die and they're going to live a certain number of years, different basically for most, and but they're going to do that, and then they're going to go on to some other activity, some other dimension, some other world. Now, do you want to stay on this dimension infinitely, indefinitely? Do you want to stay on this dimension forever? Or do you want to be free to be wherever you want to be, wherever you choose to be, whenever you choose to be there? Now, being on other dimensions is just like our going to another city. We go to another city, let's say we are living in Los Angeles, and we go to Chicago. And we take the train, or we take the bus, or we take the plane, or we drive our car, and we go to Chicago. And when we get to Chicago, we set up our housekeeping, we have a home, we have our family with us, or we have a new family, or whatever, and we have a new lifestyle, new job, new activities, whatever it is that bring us to Chicago. And then we like to go back to Los Angeles again. But we're going to go back to Los Angeles not as the people who were in Los Angeles before. We're going to go back to Los Angeles as a new person, because we have now had the experience in us as of Chicago. We've lived in Chicago, and we've had our work experience there, we've had our life there, and now we're going to leave that and go to Los Angeles. And in Los Angeles, we're going to have a new set of experiences. Perhaps a new home, quite likely a new home, and a new family, and whatever. Now, hey, what's happening to all these families? Well, if they live with you and they move on, and then you are not going to be without a family, you want to have a family, so you build another family. And these are what people do. People are constantly building new families as one of the members of the family wants to go on to another dimension that's not seen on this level of consciousness. And it's very interesting how that works out. And how are you living on each of these dimensions of life? Are you living in Chicago as a beautiful being? Are you living in Los Angeles as a beautiful being? Are you living in Zurich as a beautiful being? Or are you saying, oh, I'm over here in Zurich, nobody knows me here. They don't know the kind of person I was back in Chicago, that I was an industrial designer and that I was a father of seven children, and that all of my children are grown and my wife has passed away, and I'm over here now in Zurich, and I'm going to be a sculptor. And so I have taken up the sculptor's trade, and I found myself a new partner, and we have decided to adopt some children, and so we have a whole new family here. And here I am in Zurich, and nobody knows that I ever was in Chicago and doing these other things that I did. Nobody knows that I ever lived before that in Los Angeles, and nobody knows these other things, and it doesn't matter. You can have a faint memory of that in your mind, like some of the ancient gurus have told us that they remembered previous lives and so forth. And the previous dimensions, can you do that? Of course you can. These are all things that are possibilities in our world, and we call them reincarnation. We call them, and really, what are they? They're just dimensions of consciousness. And we're living on these dimensions of consciousness, and each dimension of consciousness is totally separate from the other. We don't know about the other. We're not living our new dimension based upon the talents or the skills that we have built up on previous levels. We oftentimes go into entirely new areas of expression wherever we are, living the length and the width of our life so beautifully, so fully, so completely that we can let it go and go on into other dimensions. The astronaut going off into outer space, he's certainly gone into another dimension, and here he is coming back again. And then he wants to go again. He says, hey, that was cool. But it's like getting on the bus and going over to the other side of the city. It's like taking a plane. It's like going in a submarine. My goodness, what a foreign environment you are in when you're in a submarine down under the ocean. Goodness sakes. But these are all aspects of the many dimensions of life that we live. And we want to live each dimension that we're on, at the moment we're on it, without thinking that of a previous one or a future one, living it the length and width to the max, and enjoying every moment of it, every second of it, every instant of it, and thinking, wow, this is great, this is super. And no remembrance of anything past, no remembrance, maybe a flash might come through our mind, as it certainly does, of other dimensions of our beingness, but we don't really stop long enough with that flash to have a recognition of how, where, when, why, and what it is, and we let it go. And if we were to grab a hold of it and pay attention to that flash, we can do that. We would be very surprised at how much it has to tell us. There are many authors, many writers, who tap into this inner understanding, and they write from this past tense or this future tense, because there is no future, there is no past, all is now, and we're living it all in the now. And it's just a matter of which page of the book are you reading right now, which book are you reading right now, which open in your library, in your file cabinet, in your computer, which one of the files are you opening up? Whatever file you're opening up, then you're bound to that file. And some of the other files try to creep in and bring in their message while you're reading another file, and they corrupt the file, and everything is kaput, and so you have to start over again. And these are the things that we do. But on each dimension that we live, and this is a dimension that we're living on, let us live it the length and the breadth to the fullest. And let us live it as the type of person we are, with the type of character we have, with the type of dreams we have, and with the type of being that we are. And know that it is good and very good. These are the meditations of my heart. These are the things that I meditate on. And as I meditate on, as I think about them, I experience them. Now, in this one morning, in this one moment of sharing with you these few ideas, I have lived on many dimensions. I have gone through many experiences, and life is exceedingly joyful. And how many more will I go before the end of the day? Before the end of the hour? Who knows? Who knows? But at all times I live the length and the breadth of my life so completely that I feel fulfilled at every moment. Enjoy yourself as I surely enjoy myself. I don't surely, I do enjoy myself. No wanting about it, no budding about it. I enjoy myself. And you enjoy yourself, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.